The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. I love that. Thank you, Brian. Brian Zagan is engineering today. Al is moving. Al Gattulo, our news guy. If you haven't heard Al, he's moving this week. And so he took off just to get settled into his new house. We wish him all the very, very best. Joe Sebilia is with us producing the show. He is hunkered in Brooklyn in quarantine because he looked at somebody who had the coronavirus in the New York State. They go, if you look at somebody with COVID-19, you have the Wuhan virus. You have to quarantine for the rest of your life. No, so Joey, are you okay there in Brooklyn, buddy? You doing okay there?
I'm still going crazy, but I'm doing all right. I'm just bored out of my mind. I want to get out of the house, Joe. I want to go meet this waitress and talk about cheese.
You think you got a shot with the waitress because she just took your order and automatically you assume, as any good young male would,
sure.
Hey, I got a shot now.
I got red hair. I should.
You are the man. Hey, Joe, thanks for always putting together great shows. And you're feeling good. You're feeling, can I worry about you possibly getting the virus indeed? Because I think your family members are okay. Your aunt and uncle are okay. You're hearing?
They seem to be doing fine. And I've literally been sitting in the house all week. So there's no way I could have gotten the virus unless my imaginary friend gave it to me. See, I'm hallucinating. So maybe the gas is getting to my head again. I don't know.
Don't tell me you have a leak. The leak was bogus. You're okay with the leak. No leak.
Yeah, that was fake
guess.
News. No
All
leak.
All right.
No
good. Thank you. Joe Sebilia right there. We'll keep checking in with Joe. He's a good kid. And you're doing the right thing, really. If you got you're around people you're supposed to quarantine for a couple of weeks. So, and we wish the best. And then for Thanksgiving, what do you do? I'll tell you, let's check in with Joe Borelli and see what's going on. Joe's a great guy and he's a true family man, you know. He is a very dedicated New Yorker, minority whip of the New York City Council, and one of the true New Yorkers really fighting for common sense in a city that has just totally gone awry. Joe, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, Mr. Borelli. Councilman, great to be
here. Good morning, Joe. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, always great to have you with us, Joe. How are you? Everything okay with you? Everything good with you, by the way?
Everything's good. I want to hear more about Joe Sebilia chasing this waitress, Joe. This is like bringing back memories of the 1990s for me, you know?
Listen, he goes to a, I guess you were in Brooklyn. He goes out to a restaurant in Brooklyn. So the girl comes over. Now, what were you, he makes an order. So he thinks like the girl likes him. Because why? Because she took his order. Hey, I got a shot. You know, Joe, that's a typical guy, right?
He is not the first nor the last young gentleman to be fooled by the charm of a waitress in his life. I'll tell you that right away.
What cheese would you like with that? Ooh, I think she likes me. I swear to God. She's flirting. Oh, guys, that's what guys always think. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hopefully you didn't pick Munster or something like that. That make it smell.
Yeah.
I'll have the Gouda. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't go with the provolone right there. It's a little too strong. I understand. Hey, Joey, so tell us some. Are you going to give yourself a $25,000 raise on the city council, though, next year, do you think? Like, Governor Cuomo gets a raise now, which is great. I know you like that idea, huh?
Oh, Joe, it's just so crazy. This is a guy who is, you know, just the ultimate hypocrite. And maybe I'm reading this all wrong, but this is a guy that's up there right now on Lake George, and the ice isn't frozen enough yet, but he just loves to walk out on it and tease it. And this is all he's been doing, Joe. I mean, he has been the ultimate governor who just wants to, like, see how far he can get away with things before there's just complete and utter pushback from his constituents. And this latest thing where no one's going to get a raise, the state has to lay off people, the legislature can't get a raise. But oh, no, don't worry. Old Governor Cuomo's raise is going through. Keep in mind, this is a guy who never lost a paycheck during the pandemic. His pay hit every other Thursday in his bank account, and he never had to worry. He doesn't even have to worry about housing, Joe. He lived for free in his girlfriend's house for the first 6 or 7 years of his governorship, and now he's been living rent-free in the governor's mansion. And, you know, this is just a guy who's so filled on hypocrisy. Months ago, it was, we have to wait for a vaccine. We need the vaccine. Now, because Trump might get credit for it, he's actually pushing back and saying the vaccine's coming too fast. Joe, this is a sociopath. This is the behavior of someone who has sociopathic tendencies, where they're creating this whole world of lies. And just, trying to play on people's emotions. I mean, think about that. Some good news, objective good news. Hey, the vaccine's going to be ready. Oh, a second vaccine. That's even better. Now, all of a sudden, because Governor Cuomo said so, we're supposed to pretend like it's going to be dangerous or we shouldn't trust it. It's just sad, Joe. It really is sad. And I know I'm not the first New Yorker nor the last who's getting really sick of Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Well, you know, and again, we always invite Governor Cuomo on the air, and he never comes on the air. But I would think that you and he would hit it off, see, because you're Italian guys and, you know, just kind of regular New Yorker guys. And
No, Joe, he is an absolute nut job, Joe. He is an absolute, he doesn't socialize. He doesn't have friends. He is someone I've been up to Eagle Street, the governor's mansion, you know, when I was in the state legislature, and he is not a guy for personal friends. Now, I will always say this, and I've always said this, and I have no problem saying this. Mayor de Blasio is actually a very pleasant person to deal with. He's actually, he can be funny. He has corny jokes. He's nice to be around. And, you know, we could say whatever we want about his abilities as mayor, but he's at least someone who's pleasant. Governor Cuomo, 180 degrees the opposite, where you don't even want to be near him.
Now I have to tell you, as a caveat, I've always liked Andrew, always known him, always liked him, and I've always got along with him. But that'll show you how much I know. You have to literally do business with the governor. And Joe, really, to stay on this in New York, though, I mean, what's going on? A flamethrower, some guy with a flamethrower on top of a bus in New York City. How much worse can it get? For a woman shot on a bus in Staten Island. That poor lady now, she was an innocent bystander. Bullets flying. Now she's on life support. And a flamethrower on top. What the heck is going on in New York City, Joe Borelli?
Well, look, I mean, this is not one of those times where we can't ascribe blame. We can't just ascribe blame to some, you know, some outside entity like poverty or anything, a lack of after-school activities. Nope, we can assign blame here because since the beginning of this year, I mean, really last year, we saw the state legislature, controlled by Democrats, pass measure after measure to actually undermine the work of law enforcement around the state. There was bail reform. Then there was the emptying of Rikers. And this is also the city, by the way. This is the state and the city. The emptying of Rikers Island. There was the police chokehold ban. There was the reduction of police man hours. So all these things have now finally crescendo. I mean, I hope they crescendoed. Yeah. But all these things have now finally combined to make crime trickle back up. And we always say, oh, it's going to be like the early 80s. You know, maybe it's not going to be like the early 80s. But I can tell you this. In the 1960s, in the early 1960s, we had extremely low crime in New York City. And it was a drip of steady years of crime increase that led to the high numbers in the 1970s and early 1980s and through the 1990s. So, you know, people should not expect a rise in crime to be like a waterfall, like Niagara Falls, where people are going to start roaming the streets with flamethrowers, although that's happening now. But they should look out for this rising trend of crime that will happen over the years. This is something that has happened in other cities that we saw crime rise in. So this is why I'm concerned, Joe. This is why I have genuine concerns. It's easy to come out and say bail reform is bad, point to a story in the New York Times or the Post, and say that's related to bail reform. It's another thing to be genuinely concerned about the long-term rise in crime that we're looking at facing over the next 4 or 5 years in New York City.
Joe Borelli. Joe, school, the kids go back to school, to Catholic school, if I may ask, did your children go back yet? They still at home?
They're back in, and you know, the Archdiocese is now suing to make sure the city funds their testing program. You know, the Archdiocese and all parochial schools are entitled to the same health and welfare spending that any municipality gives their public school kids. That's a state law. State education law, section 914, very specific on this. And so far, the city has not wanted to pay for the testing and the mandatory 20% testing that they're doing in public schools for private schools. I don't like the mandatory testing. I don't like it one bit. Mm-hmm. But I also need my kid in Catholic school so my wife and I can work. So we're going to consent to it. But at the end of the day, we are taxpaying citizens as well as Catholic school parents, and we are entitled to the same protocols as public schools.
Now, Joe Borelli, Councilman Joe Borelli, he is, I'll tell you what, he's a true fighter for the city of New York, and he will adhere to all laws. So I know you have only 10 people over your house for Thanksgiving, dare I ask, because you want to do what the governor is suggesting, 10 people, no more than 10 people for Thanksgiving. Did you put a limit on the Borelli clan, did you, Joe?
Oh, no, my friend. There's still a seat for you, by the way. If you want to be number 12, you're welcome to. But my family is number 11. And by the way, Joe, my family, my parents, my in-laws, they have been cycling through my house. My kids have been at their house for the past 2 weeks because school's closing and the need to watch my niece, whose school in New Jersey closed. This stupidity of Governor Cuomo that I'm not going to have all these same people come to my house on November 26th because it's November 26th is just bizarre. And even the governor knows how he kind of erred in this. He could have went out there and said, it's recommended you limit your Thanksgiving. It's recommended you have less people. Yeah. It's a guideline. Yeah. You should. These are all very fair things. In fact, we were supposed to go to Long Island to an even bigger Thanksgiving party, which we decided as an extended family not to do. But 11 people is my immediate family. I have a nice woman who works with me. Her family is 13. She has 5 children, and some of them are married. This is her family. Yeah. So there's no nuance. There's no real justification for it. And unfortunately, we are going to be having a party. And I can't wait. By the way, Joe, I have a secret mission going on right now because we're going to be looking at some pictures we're getting from the governor's mansion and from Gracie Mansion because I suspect that the households of the mayor and governor might have more people in them when you start adding up their servants and cooks and cleaners. So I didn't hear the governor say there's a no servant exemption for the rule, but we'll see. We'll see what we come up with.
Joe, we love you, man. Keep the fight, Joe Borelli, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours and to your family
you
as
too.
Well, Joe.
Thank you so much.
All right, Joe Borelli right there. I love this kid. I tell you, he can run for governor, he can run for mayor, he can do anything he wants, this kid, Joe Borelli. He's the minority whip of the New York City Council, and by the way, he's got a book called Revolutionary Staten Island, From Colonial Calamities to Reluctant Rebels, Joey Borelli. Hey, so coming up in the next hour, I got to tell you, this is wild. And now, as a broadcaster, who appreciates and respects you so much for being part of this family. It really is. It's been such an amazing ride with you, and I say that with great respect and love. Is that do you put on certain people who may be considered conspiracy theorists? Do they go along the lines of what is quote unquote news? But I saw a video that my friend sent me, and it was of Dr. Christiane Northrup. And she went off on a rant. Now, this woman's resume is to die for. Educated. I mean, like you can't believe. She's telling us don't take the vaccine because there's a whole theory that if you take the vaccine, It's there for one reason, and that's to track you. It's all manipulated so the government can watch your every move. So now she's got my attention, right? I'm going like, wow, this is wild, really? Because I'm going to be first in line for the vaccine. You know me, I'm a hypochondriac. If I could take something, give it to me. Well, Dr. Christiane Northrup will be on the show coming up right after. We're going to take a short break, and we're coming back with Dr. Christiane. And just remember, this could be, not something that I believe in, but I just thought I love you enough that you and I will share this together because it was interesting. Certainly, I mean, searing information enough to bring onto the airwaves. At 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie's out there on the roads. Deb, put your seatbelt on, baby. We're just getting started, right? And Debbie's looking out for your traffic-wise on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Definitely looking forward to this conversation. That's for sure, Joe. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. A 20-minute delay on trains into and out of New York Penn. It's all due to a smoke condition in one of the Hudson River tunnels. The New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes as you head northbound, heading up toward exit 10. We're getting reports of some ongoing construction there. Traffic is moving slowly on 280 westbound, right at the Garden State Parkway. It's a car fire. Couple of lanes blocked with emergency activity. Inbound GWB at least 25. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 10. Holland, about 10 minutes into town. It's busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound out by Jerome Avenue with an accident. That's what's causing the delays over at the GWB. Some stop-and-go traffic as well on the LIE westbound through Casino Boulevard. More volume getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. LIE eastbound at Little Neck Parkway, a collision there. Sunny today, high of only 39. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Charlie Kirk believes we witnessed a calculated plan.
Now, you didn't see this on CNN, you didn't see this on MSNBC, but there was a plan B that was quickly hatched. Now, this was always in place, but again, the ideal scenario was not what we are living through right now. The Democrats did not want this conversation. Their ideal scenario was to win, and the fraud would never have been necessary.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Love Charlie Kirk, 821. Charlie's on noon right here. Yeah, on AM 970, The Answer. Did you go to Lafreda.com yet? Lafreda.com, if you call it up, I have my phone right here. You go to Lafreda.com, you're going to see the best meat you will have anywhere. Anywhere! When you go to a fine restaurant, you will find, if that restaurant is great, they will have Lafreda meats. I'm telling you, Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors, they've been operating in the New York, New Jersey area and supplying fine restaurants for over 98 years. Pat Lafreda supplies over 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. You talk to a top chef. I've said to chefs, hey, Lafreda Meats, they go like that. They go, oh, that's the best. You can't touch it. And now I got to know the Lafreda family through my friend, Lieutenant Luigi Moneta, introduced me. And when I sat and I went over to perform with the Lafreda family, right? Yeah. And I met Pat Sr. and I said, this is a great family. You know, true great American success story, Italian-American success story, if I may. And then they start telling me, yeah, we got our meats and they're at this restaurant. And I go, you supply that restaurant? I've eaten a steak at that restaurant. It's spectacular. They go, that's my meat. That's a Lafreda meat, you know. And then my cousin Paulie sends me some for his son. His son Paulie is at a restaurant. And then it says right here, I have the menu right in front of me where it says, we serve only the finest Lafreda meats. This is what they say. This is legendary. Then they say to me. They say to me, we're going to deliver the meats to the house. I go, you mean like those other steak companies? I said, Joe, this ain't like those other steak companies. This is over and above. Nothing frozen. Cut the night before. Delivered to your house fresh the next day. I go, boom, you got to come on the radio. So I call Frankie V, our sales guy, right? Frankie, you got to get Lafreda. And here we are. I'm telling you about Lafreda meats. And I'm telling you, the cut of meat is spectacular. You cannot compare this. You have not, in my opinion, eaten any beef, pork, poultry, anything like that. You have not had it until you've had a Lafreda meat. Will you go to Lafreda.com, please? LAFREDA. Lafreda.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? Can I tell you about Relief Factor? I keep telling you about Relief Factor because I want you to go to ReliefFactor.com. I want you to go to ReliefFactor.com so you're out of pain. I want you to have no pain. No pain. I am with Pete and Seth Talbot this weekend in Seattle. I'm proud to tell you. I'm proud to be friends with Pete and Seth. And again, I talked with Pete and Seth. We've talked about Relief Factor. And they said, Joe, we should come on your show. And I said, are you kidding me? I talked to our sales gal, Laura. And I said, Laura, get Pete and Seth on this show because I know it works. So I start because if I'm going to tell you about it, I'm going to do it. 3-week quick start. I do it. 1995. Boom. Just like that. I got my knee pain I keep telling you about, you know? It's like, you know how you know when you have knee pain? When you walk in a room and someone goes, oh, your knee hurts? You don't even realize that you're limping. You know what I mean? And you're kind of giving a little bit with that knee. Oh, you know? And so I go, all right, let me try Relief Factor. Let me at least try this. So I start with it. Al does the same thing. Debbie as well. We go on 5 days, boom, out of pain. Like a miracle, I'm telling you. Relief Factor. If you're in pain, I'm not going to tell you something that doesn't work. And I'm telling you, what Pete and Seth have done, they've come up with a 3-week quick start just for you, just to see if we can get you out of pain. You know, it's like a start. You check it out. You see if it works for you. It worked for me in 5 days. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. You got to go to please ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Or you can call 800-583-84.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, here we go. 826 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, the flagship station for all of Salem Media around the country and around the world, you know, on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate you listening. And live and local out of New York, you know. And Dr. Christiane Northrup is a visionary pioneer, a leading authority in the field of women's health and wellness. Dr. Christiane, welcome to the program. Very kind of you to join us this morning, ma'am.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Christiane, before we start on your thoughts about this vaccine, you are so accomplished. I mean, I saw the video that is out there and making rounds, and I know that you're too humble to really, you're not certainly a brag about it, but could you tell us your education, the shows that you've been on? This is quite formidable, if you'd be so kind, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. I went to Dartmouth Medical School, did my residency at Tufts New England Medical Center in Boston. I'm a board-certified OBGYN. I have 3 New York Times bestsellers. I did 8 highly successful public television shows, was on Oprah 10 times. I'm one of her Super Soul 100. Reader's Digest named me one of the 100 most respected people in America. And should that do it? That might do it.
Well, now I feel immensely inferior as we speak right now.
No, I was. I'm a firebrand. I don't know how all of that happened. Seriously.
Yeah. I started in the comedy clubs back in. You know, I feel like God, Dr. Northrup. So here we go. Tell us why. Tell us the dangers and your thoughts about this vaccine that we are developing, and your thoughts and perhaps why we should maybe not take the vaccine, if you would, ma'am.
Okay. We've never had a successful mRNA vaccine. So mRNA is messenger RNA. It's going to go into the cells. It's programmed from the COVID spike protein to make antibodies against that COVID spike protein. That's okay. How they hope it will work, right?
Okay.
But the problem is that with those other mRNA vaccines, later on, when the person gets exposed to this in animal studies, for instance, and in some studies they did with children long ago, there's this thing called pathogenic priming, where later on the body begins to make antibodies against your own cells. And so when they did a study in ferrets, for instance, they got very, very sick with autoimmune disease. This vaccine is being fast-tracked. It usually takes 10, 12 years for vaccine safety. And by the way, there are no vaccines that are 100% safe or effective. We already know that, even with the MMR. Right. So why would we take something that they have fast-tracked, which has never been seen before? We don't know the safety history, and worse, they set it up so that we won't really even know whether or not it works. It was, you know, kind of the study was designed to fail, meaning designed to not tell you, is this going to really decrease deaths? Now, I say all this knowing full well there are so many other things people can do. They're now giving out vitamin D in the UK. We should have been doing that in March. To the most vulnerable, actually, everyone should be taking vitamin D. You know, 5,000 IUs a day, 10,000 a day. We're here, you know, you're in the Northeast like me. Yeah. And what we know now is that the people with the lowest vitamin D levels are the most vulnerable. There's so much we could be doing. Why wait around for a vaccine when we don't even know what it's going to do and whether it's going to do anything?
Well, but now, what did you say that I got suspicious when I heard, and I didn't know whether to believe this or not. We're talking with Dr. Christiane Northrup, a very accomplished a gal, especially in the field of women's health and wellness, talking about this vaccine. When I see Bill Gates is going to get involved, and then I hear government officials in the medical arena, they are allowed to reap the profits of a vaccine, that there's no laws preventing them from reaping the profits. Now my red flag goes up.
Well, and no kidding. I mean, let me tell you, holistic doctors have been criticized for years for selling vitamins in their office.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
and
right.
We let these people have a share of the profits. I mean, Fauci has made God knows how many millions on these kind of things. I think he's involved with Moderna. Bill Gates has his fingers in everything. He's even involved in a vaccine trial in Africa right now that they're kind of connecting it with MasterCard. I don't know what they're doing there, whether it's a cryptocurrency thing or what it is, but
man.
I'm with you. Every time I hear the term Bill and Melinda Gates, now you know they've kicked him out of India. Every case of polio that's happening now in the world is from the vaccine. Anyone can look this up. This is not a conspiracy theory.
So
we really need to be very careful. There's so many other things we can do. Why take the risk? So,
Wait. So the Gates got kicked out of India? How come I don't know this? They got kicked out of India?
Yeah.
Why would they kick Bill Gates out of India? This is great.
Well, it's like the World Health Organization. Remember, he's behind the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
So their program is to vaccinate everyone, you see.
Yeah.
And so they do their experiments in the third world.
Just go
and, you know, I used to say Google it. Don't Google it. DuckDuckGo it, because Google is now so compromised as a search engine, you can't find anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, just go back and, you know, polio in India. You know, it's hard to know. Have they scrubbed this data from the Internet now? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, we know what we're dealing with here.
But
and people need to wake up.
Yeah, Dr. Northrup, so tell us, this was wild here. I watched this with my daughter on the video. What are they putting in this? Now I got to tell you, I'm a hypochondriac, and I'm going to take the vaccine because I'm a hypochondriac. But then I started watching, I can say, give me something. You got something, I'll take it, you know? But now you said they're going to put these little robotic things in the vaccine.
Okay, listen, we don't know how many different vaccines are coming out. Right now we've got Pfizer, right?
Yeah.
And then we've got Moderna.
Uh-huh.
But there are all these other companies making vaccines. Let me tell you what I do know, and that is I have seen the patents. MIT has made this microneedle array, you know, that they just put in your body. And then there's this stuff called hydrogel. And that's got the nanobots in it, the nanoparticles. And then I found a patent for luciferase. I'm not kidding you, luciferase. And that's a little bioluminescent thing that they put a light on, and they'll be able to tell what your vaccine history is and all the rest of it. And I was just researching the World Economic Forum and a guy named Klaus Schwab, and he talks about the Great Reset, which will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological life. And he's interested in implantable microchips. Now, the thing is, they can, and believe me, I don't know if any of these vaccines have this stuff in there. Mm-hmm. The nanoparticles will be able to read your biometric data, what you're drinking, whether you're exercising, whether you're having sex, send them to the cloud. Oh, and then and who gets to determine what they do with that, you see? And I saw the patent, March 26th, 2020. The patent number is 060606.
That makes me nervous.
It connects biometric data to cryptocurrency. Here's the deal, everybody. I just think that we should be very, very careful about these new things and what they're doing. Given that, by the way, the this COVID thing was downgraded to no more than the flu by the World Health Organization in the United Kingdom. You can find that online at the end of March. Why are we going back into lockdown when, if we had been giving people vitamin C, vitamin D, if we'd been doing what they're doing in Sweden? Nothing's going on in Sweden. They're farther north than we are. They put a lot of vitamin D in their food, by the way.
Hmm.
So there's no what we have in the mainstream media, other than you, is just putting out fear porn. Be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. It's like, does their pay grade go up the more they terrify people?
Yeah,
and when
yeah.
people are terrified, they're in a sympathetic overload, and stress hormones then cause cellular inflammation. They can't think properly. They'll do whatever you tell them. And their immune system plummets.
Wow.
So I think that what we have here is an epidemic of fear. Oh, and we have an epidemic of cases. A case doesn't mean anything because the PCR test is bogus. Even Fauci said at a replication of 40 cycles, that's how they make the their nucleotides bigger, seem bigger for the signal of the cell, at 40, which is what most of the PCR testing is doing, most people are not infectious at all, but they'll test positive. Then we call it a case. Then we tell them they got to quarantine for 2 weeks. This is insane. And while we're on it, the flu vaccine increases your risk of getting COVID.
What? What?
Yes.
No. Look at me. Yes. I am so. This is wild. You know what? We got to break Dr. Christiane Northrup with us. Now, again, you got to – Dr. Northrup is very, very accomplished. So you have to listen, and we have to hear what she has to say. But you could, of course, question it. Are you telling me – maybe if I may, doctor, before you go, the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine do not have those little robotic things in them that you said, right?
I have no idea. I really don't know. Yeah.
But there are some that are being developed that put in, because you hear about that they're going to put some kind of biochip in you. And stay with me. I don't mean to be conspiratorial. I'm just asking objectively. So there are some vaccines out there that you think could possibly track you and track everything that you do. Why am I not surprised when I hear that? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because I've seen the patent for the biochip, and by the way, all these things, they're like hydrogels. It can just be put in with a needle. It's not here's a big chip. Let's slide it into your hand like a splinter.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
I'm putting together, by the way, a white paper so that, all of these patents that I have and all that, so that people can see it. But this stuff does not make it to the mainstream press. It's in the, the technological bulletins and that kind of thing. But what I would say is, since there's so many other things you can do, for COVID, either if you have it or to prevent it. I would like people to start doing some research, you know, maybe read COVID Operation, What Happened, Why It Happened, What's Next by Pamela Popper. Great book. She's a healthcare person out of Ohio.
Okay.
And get educated. Otherwise, it's like we're lambs to slaughter here.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, did you ever think, let's talk about a conspiracy theory. Did you ever think that a virus would come over and suddenly life as we know it would be turned on its head?
No.
We'd have an election that God knows what happened there.
Yeah.
And that all of a sudden we would all be, you know, wearing masks and being told you can't see your mother since March if she's in a care home.
See,
this
right.
is a crime against humanity, in my opinion, given that there's so much that can be done to help people. But every doctor who came out with a protocol like Zelenko, boom, censored.
Yeah. Dr. Christiane Northrup, this is a very, very accomplished medical doctor. You know, Doc, you got to come back. I have so many. I have a million other questions I got to ask you. But I know it's so politically incorrect to say what you're saying, and whether
I know. What? So I'm basically tarred and feathered out here. But you know, I've been at this a long time, and in natural medicine, a lot of stuff has been censored for years. And a lot of stuff that I have been saying 20 years ago is now the truth. So I'm telling you, with this whole COVID thing, from the very beginning, I smelled fish.
A lot of us feel exactly like you do, Dr. Christiane. Hey, thanks. Great chat. You sound like a great gal. And we'll talk again, doctor, if we may.
Absolutely. I want to just get the information out to the people.
Sure.
Who still know how to think.
Yeah, absolutely. That Christiane Northrup right there. Thank you, doctor. All the very best. Thanks so much.
Okay. Woo, woo.
There it is. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Hey, it's 8:40 right now. Tom Noakes got the news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's 32 degrees and mostly sunny. What's going on? We have the answer. Two gunmen who barricaded themselves inside a South Ozone Park, Queens home last night and took four people hostage have now given themselves up. Police got a call around 9 p.m. about a burglary in a house on 125th Street. When they got there, it turned into a hostage situation. The men gave themselves up around 2 a.m. No word of any injuries. City postal workers rallied yesterday in front of the main postal service building in Manhattan, worried their jobs could be in danger as the USPS faces a financial crisis. They're calling on Washington to find the funding to keep them going. There were more than 2,000 New Yorkers in the hospital yesterday with coronavirus, another sign the second wave is here. The last time New York State saw COVID numbers that high was back in June. 29 New Yorkers died from the virus on Monday. And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams will officially launch his campaign for mayor today. You now know what's going on. I'm Tom Note on AM 970 The Answer. Now, here's Debbie Duhaime with the traffic.
Thank you, Tom. Let's go out to the LIRR. 15 to 20 minute delays right now as you head out through Jamaica into Penn Station. It's all due to some ongoing signal problems. We're still seeing delays of 20 minutes on New Jersey transit trains into and out of New York's Penn Station with that smoke condition in one of the East River tunnels. Inbound GWB up to 40 minutes. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 15. Holland, about a 10 minute delay getting into town. 280 westbound out by the Garden State Parkway. A car fire still being worked on. It's busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound out by Jerome Avenue. That's why it's so busy at the inbound GWB. Belt Parkway westbound getting right out toward Bay 8th Street. Watch for a collision there. LIE westbound slowing down through Van Dam Street, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And the Southern State westbound at Straight Path, a collision being cleared. Sunny today, high of 39. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 8:43. Tom DiNapoli is going to join us, and I know you want to call in and chat, and we will get to you as well. And we appreciate you listening in. You can't make this stuff up, right? Hey, can I tell you about Wounded Warrior Project, please? Because I'm very excited that we have a wonderful thing with helping our vets, and I was hoping that you could, just push this a little longer, you know, because we want to help 400 vets, right? We want to help 400 vets who come home from from war with mental issues, the Wounded Warrior Project steps up. They're a huge advocate for our nation's finest, improving the lives of millions of warriors and their families. And we at AM 970 want to do our best to match their efforts. So if you're a business owner, we want to offer an advertising match for anything that you donate to Wounded Warrior Project. I love this. If you donate any amount to Wounded Warrior Project, we will, at AM 970, give you back the same amount in advertising. Donate $500, we'll give you $500 back in advertising. You donate $5,000, hello, we'll give you back that same amount in advertising. These warriors have already paid their dues on the battlefield, so they never pay a penny for Wounded Warrior Project's programs. Would you please call 800-900-4997 today to donate whatever you can to these deserving men and women. 800-900-4997. It's 800-900-4WWP. Or go online, please, to helpwarriors.org.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
No one we grew up with could have dreamed of what we have been able to accomplish.
Our mother was born in poverty to sharecroppers. She was living the American nightmare.
So for us, the American dream meant not only the freedom to find love and follow our faith. Freedom meant not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we should vote for.
In Uprising, we talk about the world we grew up in and what led us to rebel against that world.
And how rebellion led us to speak out on politics and reach millions of viewers, and how you can reach others too. You've seen us.
And you've heard us.
Now read all about us in Uprising.
Uprising, the new book by Diamond and Silk, available at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
8:46 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. We got a lot to get into this morning. You know, we asked Tom DiNapoli to join us. He's the New York State Comptroller, and we just wanted to see how we're doing financially in New York, New York. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Joe, and hats off to you and 970 for keeping the Wounded Warrior Project well-supported. Veterans Day needs to be every day, not just November 11th. So
God bless you. God bless you, my Italian friend. You know what? You're right. We've taken the whole month we've dedicated to veterans. Hey, Tom, tell us about, we wanted to just check in with you as we do periodically. Yeah. The financial state of New York, I'm scared, man, because I see everything shut down still. Now a second wave. Oh, my gosh, a second wave.
Well, that's the concern. You know, we put out our what's called a quick start, the beginning of the budget process for the coming year for the state. And we actually saw, you know, some better numbers than had first been projected compared to the latest analysis from the Division of the Budget. Revenues up, tax collections up over $1 billion in September over what had been projected. But we tempered that optimism because, you know, the reopening was gradually happening with the fact that if there was a second wave, in fact, we could be going in the opposite direction. And now, as you know, with the additional restrictions that were announced last week by the governor and limitations on the restaurants, you know, we talked in the past how important restaurants and hospitalities are, sector is to our economy. We could be going in the wrong direction. Your news report a couple of moments ago, over 2,000 hospitalizations, highest since June. People have to follow the best science. I know your previous guest, you know, some dispute about the science, right? I won't get into
that. Was
that.
Great. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But there's still, you know, I think the notion about masks, the notion about cleaning your hands, the notion about avoiding large gatherings, you know, to me, that's common sense at this point. Let's err on the side of good judgment because, boy, we don't want to be like some of the other states where not only hospitalizations and infection, but the number of deaths going way up. You know, we really don't want to be slammed by a second wave. So the signs now are very concerning.
But Tom DiNapoli, though, look, what do you do with businesses? What's going to happen? My fear is this. We get through all this. It goes into the new year. Whether the vaccine, like Dr. Northrup was saying, that what a fascinating conversation that was. But is the vaccine work? Does it not work? Let's say, for example, it works. Then everybody's kind of back to work. How do they recover? Will New York ever recover? You got to help us out here because those of us who love the city, man, we're thinking maybe we can't come back, Tom.
Yeah. No, New York will recover, but it's going to take time, perhaps longer than we first thought. You saw the tourism agency for the city the other day. We're projecting like 4 or 5 years before tourism comes back. If we lose our restaurants, right? We talked on the show when we were on a couple weeks ago. Yeah. If those most pessimistic projections of losing 50% of our restaurants, we could be losing like 159,000 jobs. I mean, that's the kind of worst case scenario that we need to avoid. But, look, New Yorkers are tough. We've been through tough times before. That's why we have to recognize common sense on the public health front is key. But the other piece, Joe, is Washington. We need that additional help. Our small businesses, right, the PPP program, it wasn't perfect, payroll protection program. It did help get many small businesses through a tough time. That program's run out. We need more help for small businesses, for our city, for our state, for the MTA. You saw the stories today. The MTA board is considering cutting service like 40-50% for our subways and trains. How can we have an economy if people can't get to work? Again, the only help that remains out there that's viable, because the city and state doesn't have the money, is more help from Washington. So for our city, our state, for our economy, for our businesses, for our public transit to get through this tough time, Joe, we need the dust to settle on the election. We need Congress and the White House. I think it'll be President Biden to come together on the next iteration of stimulus and relief. That's how we're going to get through it. And that will be the help that New York needs.
Yeah, I know. And Tom DiNapoli, I know we're friends, but I got to ask you, the taxes are so ridiculous in New York City, in New York State even. The taxes, another $63 billion. The deficit is $63 billion. I mean, those of us, and what is the answer to that, Tom? And I ask you as a friend.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, that's over a number of years, right? Keep in mind, number one. Number two, the feds didn't do us any favor, with the limitation on the state and local tax deductibility. Perhaps that could be readdressed. New York, and I must say, Jersey, right? We can't forget Jersey. Similar dynamic as far as taxes.
Yeah.
Similar dynamic in terms of sending more money to Washington than we get back. We're always a net giver. So, there are a lot of factors to be considered in all this. But, I do think that, many people have been saying we got to do is raise taxes to get out of this. That shouldn't be the first thing. The first thing should really be trying to get more help from Washington. The next thing, we have to really be careful about scrutinizing our spending and make sure we're putting a priority on efficiency. That's obviously what we do with the audits that we perform all the time.
Yeah.
At some point, will we have to look at taxes and borrowing? But, at this point, Joe, cutting programs when we're in a crisis, many programs that really are important to help people, and you got a lot of families struggling, raising taxes when taxes are already high and the economy is fragile, or borrowing, and we have to say, Joe, New York is already a very highly indebted state. None of those are great alternatives. So I hate to be the broken record, but the first answer we need is what else can we get from Washington? I'm sure it won't be everything that we need, but let's get the answer to that as soon as possible, and then we could figure out some of the other tough decisions that have to be made.
Tom DiNapoli is the man, New York State Comptroller. I don't know how you do it, Tom. God bless you, man. And
have a safe Thanksgiving. And I don't know whether your family does pasta or not at Thanksgiving. That's the biggest American question.
Forget the turkey.
My mother said Thanksgiving is the American holiday. That was the one holiday we never had pasta. I don't know about your family.
We do. We have lasagna. Forget the turkey. That's what I always say, Tom. Thank you, Tom. All the very best to you. Tom DiNapoli right there.
Joe. Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Indeed. Joe on the radio, 852. We're going to go to Debbie right now. She's got traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. New Jersey Transit, 20-minute delays into and out of New York's Penn Station because of some problems in the East River Tunnel with a smoke condition. Inbound GWB 35 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln 10, Holland 10 minutes into town. Westbound belt slowing down to Bay 8th Street with an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature helps every single person, no matter if they're athletic, no matter if they're young, if they're old. And for me, after retiring, I started taking Balance of Nature, and I've never felt better in my life. And I've been trying to make myself feel good for 40 years now. Balance of Nature is not a supplement. It's not in addition to our health. It's the foundation foundation to our health. It's the foundation to your life to have 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez, was the first Puerto Rican woman elected to the Congress in 1992. Is there anything else the U.S. government can do to assist the people of Puerto Rico?
Yes, the problem is that even when some public policies were enacted to help promote economic activity in Puerto Rico, the same way that Congress provided those incentives, the same way they took them away without providing anything else. And then the treatment that Puerto Rico gets, these are American citizens. They go to war, they die for our country, they fight for our freedoms, so the U.S. government has a responsibility.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello, hello, is that me, Bri? Is that me? I want to tell you about Feltman's, Mr. Feltman! Feltman's of Coney Island, America's first hot dog established in 1867. You know me. I always tell you, I don't eat hot dog. I had a Feltman's hot dog. Forget about it. Spectacular. Feltman's, Mr. Feltman, invented the hot dog. Feltman's. You know, Feltman's is a veteran-owned and operated Gold Star family. Great story. Listen to this story, if I may. They're a family business which was revived in 2015 by two Brooklyn brothers, Joe Quinn, a former Army captain, and his brother Michael, in honor of their late brother, who was killed in the 9/11 attacks. Now, with a team of military veterans that has collectively served over 110 months in combat, Feltman's is now one of the fastest-growing natural food companies in the United States. The brothers went from selling Feltman's hot dogs from a small window in St. Mark's Place to now being in 4,000 supermarkets. I love this story. Nationwide, by the way. Whole Foods, Target, Publix, among others. It's a spectacular American New York story, you know? Now through November 20th, Feltman's of Coney Island will be donating 100% of their online sales proceeds to Headstrong. That is a nonprofit that provides free mental health care to veterans suffering from PTSD and related military trauma. Be sure to check them out on Instagram and Twitter at Feltman's Coney Island. At Feltman's Coney Island, you have got to try these spectacular hot dogs with this great, great history. Feltman's Coney Island, it's spelled F-E-L-T-M-A-N-S, Feltman's. Joe Lumberger's our meteorologist. He's out there looking out for you. A marathon man meteorologist. Joe, good morning. How are we doing this morning, my friend?
It's cold this morning. It feels like winter outside. An Arctic air mass is in place. I mean, there's some clouds, but it's going to be a pretty sunny, blustery, cold day. Only about 40 for high. It's going to feel like it's in the 20s all day long. So you're going out, you got to bundle it. You got to dress warmly, but at least we'll have the sunshine today. Does all get right. Warmer tomorrow, upper 40s to near 50. And then 60-ish on Friday, we back off from that ever so slightly this weekend, but it stays dry all weekend long.
Great. And the allergy report, Joe, if you'd be so kind.
Oh, it's brought to us by Balance of Nature, and it is very low. It's going to be that way for the foreseeable future.
We love it. Well done, Joe. Great job as always. So next hour, John Solomon. It's like we don't have the information for you. Are you kidding me? John, he is the founder of Just the News. It's the only really objective news organization anymore. Author of Fallout. Fallout is the John Solomon book. He is an award-winning investigative journalist. John Solomon is going to break down exactly what's happening in this election process. Paul DiGiacomo, too. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Coming right back.